Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a podcast from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Before we begin, don't forget to send us your questions for the upcoming Ask Pastor Chrissy podcast. Questions can be sent to podcast@greystonechurch.org. This week, we welcomed the Reverend J. Dana Trent as our guest proclaimer, and her sermon was titled, Blessed Are the Humans, What Nicodemus Teaches Us About Sitting with the Fear of Uncertainty. The scripture reading was from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these things that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into their mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, You must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from, and where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very, very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about the earthly things, and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
Beautiful, beautiful message. I'm so grateful to be here with you this morning, to be of service with you, to walk alongside you. And I'm so grateful for your pastor, Amanda, and your pastor, Chrissy, for inviting me nearly a year ago. And we talked about the theme of the fear of uncertainty, and little did we know how important this theme would be this week. And so I'm going to invite us into a moment of contemplation, of settling ourselves amid what's been a pretty stressful week. I invite you, as you are able, to get comfortable in your pew, to relax your shoulders down, to uncross your legs. And if you're feeling a little sleepy this morning, completely understandable, we're going to get you a micro nap right here, right now. Get settled into your pew. If you're feeling sleepy, palms up to the ceiling, rolled shoulders back and down. Lay your hands gently on your thighs. You are invited to close your eyes as you hear this reminder from the book of Job. Job describes God as the breath of the Almighty, right within us, every day, all day. Inhale the breath of the Almighty and exhale. Inhale deep breath and exhale. You are invited not to empty your mind, but to fill it with God. Notice your breathing, the breath of God within you, and repeat these words to yourself. Inhale, let go. Exhale, let be. Inhale, let go. Exhale, let be. As we continue to breathe, we are reminded to let go of the fears that we bring into this space. and let be what God has intended for us. Inhale and exhale. Almighty Triune God, you are as close as our own breath. Help us to let go of the fear of uncertainty. Help us to make space to let go so that we can let be what needs to be. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. You're invited back to awareness. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. What we just did was a brief contemplative exercise. We practiced this weekend or this past Wednesday during our Wednesday night supper series. And my dear friend Heather came to my class this week at Wake Tech Community College, where she led my students through this very contemplative practice. She knew it was a week of much anxiety for the students. She knew it was a week of much uncertainty for the students. And so they listened intently, they leaned in order to discern what they needed to let go in order to let be. I have no doubt that we need that time this morning. We need this amid our fear of uncertainty. Are you uncertain of anything this morning? Raise your hand. Perhaps you're uncertain of your job, your housing, your relationships, maybe your ACC bracket choices. Maybe you're already thinking ahead to next week into NCAA, or maybe you're like still uncertain about this daylight savings time thing. Anybody with me on that one? Or maybe more seriously, you felt the sting, the fear of uncertainty as the coronavirus stepped into our homes, into our community here in Wake County this week. There's plenty to be uncertain about. There's plenty to be fearful about. And even then, we realize that often we are afraid of admitting our uncertainty. Nicodemus was certainly afraid of admitting his uncertainty. "We know," are the first words out of his mouth. "You do not know," Jesus seems to tell him. This entire John 3 text is about establishing the place where human understanding runs out and faith steps in. This entire text is about establishing the place where human understanding and knowing and certainty runs out and faith steps in. To be sure, Nicodemus is not stupid. He's a leader, he's learned, he's studied. He knows what he's talking about, and yet he does not know. He cannot grasp the prophetic, mystical teachings that Jesus is trying to tell him, the new doctrines that Christ is establishing, doctrines of being born again. But Nicodemus, like us, doesn't get it. "How can this be?" he asks. Did you ask that question this week? How can this be? And Jesus instead offers him the modern day equivalent to the Bob Dylan song that Peter, Paul, and Mary made famous. You know it by heart. "The answer, my friend." Well done. He says the answer is blowing in the wind. The wind blows where it chooses. You hear the sound of it. You don't know where it comes from or where it goes. Jesus' responses are about faith. They were not meant to enlighten Nicodemus, but rather to endarken him. They were meant to establish the boundary where human knowledge runs out. They were meant to establish what we can know about God and what we cannot. But this is hard for us. We worship certainty. We bow down to knowledge. We constantly consume over and over, day after day. We use the information to meet our own ends and needs. We as humans and workers and students and caregivers and parents and worriers in Wake County crave information. How many of you obsessively checked the news this week? For Super Tuesday results, coronavirus, tornadoes in Nashville, stock market fluctuations. There is so much uncertainty, my friends. Can we even be still and know that God is God? Can we even sit with our uncertainties for a moment? Can we be comfortable with uncertainty? As a Wake Tech professor on the front lines of student anxiety, my students are here with us in church today, I realize more and more how the fear of uncertainty is real for them. It is all around them. It consumes them. It's in the community. As news of the coronavirus spread this week, classrooms got more and more anxious. Parents got more and more fretful. School administrators got more and more concerned. What do we do? How can this be? I thought of Nicodemus all week. I thought of him over and over and over, and I thought of Jesus. And I thought of Jesus with his indefinitive answers. I thought of his obscure answers, his invitation into sacred mystery of where human understanding runs out. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. We may see ourselves in dear old Nicodemus, befuddled, questioning, repeating, saying, "How can these things be?" We want so badly to calm our fear of uncertainty that we miss lessons in human humility and fragility. What if Nicodemus had stayed a little longer? What if he'd sat at the feet of Jesus just a little longer? What if he had sat with the sting of his ignorance, with the sting of his anxiety? What if he had said to Jesus, "Rabbi, I just realized I know nothing." Theologian and priest Barbara Brown Taylor says that, quote, "A whole new way of life may have opened up for him had Nicodemus been willing to sit with his fear of uncertainty." We know from the Gospel of John that Nicodemus eventually comes around. It takes him a while. And so chapter 3 is the perfect lesson plan for us. It contains all the things we need, the teaching methods, the assessments, the literary devices, the narrative devices, the symbolism, everything we need to be good students of faith. Good students of faith. We know that John's gospel is a textual outlier. That's why we love it so much. In John, symbolism is not just, it is what it is. It's deep. It's profound. In John, bread is not bread. Water is not water. Dark is not dark. Light is not light. Birth is not literal birth. It's all metaphorical. Bread of life, living waters. Darkness that is dim belief. Light that leads to eternal life. Birth that is a spiritual transformation. not a physical one. Every noun Jesus uses has a deeper meaning than its surface level. But this is hard for us. This is hard for Nicodemus. We are Nicodemus, sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to every lesson, every noun, and saying, how can this be? We don't understand. We want to assign definitive definitions to what Jesus is saying, instead of leaning into John's high Christology of establishing Jesus as the divine Son of God who came not to condemn, but to love and save. But all this takes faith. It takes faith. It takes a willingness to sit like Nicodemus with the fear of uncertainty. We want to see that which we cannot pin down. We want to literally see, hear, touch, smell, experience. We want evidence for everything. But Jesus is asking us to do something different. Jesus is asking us to sit with our limited human knowledge and be a seeker, a student, forever in a teachable moment. But this is hard. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. Friends, we can be certain only in the fact that there is always more mystery when it comes to God. In fact, Brené Brown, the best-selling author and researcher, reminds us, faith is a place of mystery where we find courage to believe in that which we cannot see and the strength to let go of our fear of uncertainty. Faith is hard in the face of uncertainty. It's going to be a hard couple of weeks, maybe months. But we know one thing for sure. Blessed are those who have reached the limits of their human understanding. Blessed are the Nicodemuses of the world. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. Because you lean into a wilderness, a Lenten wilderness of wonder and humility. Blessed are you who sit at the feet of Jesus just a little longer. Blessed are you who are human and are willing to say, I am scared. I don't know. Blessed are you who are willing to dive just a little deeper into the mystery of faith and the one who came not to condemn the world, but to save and love it. Amen. Friends, you're invited into a silent time of reflection utilizing Dr. Brown's quote. It's also in your bulletin if you want to scribble a few notes about what you're hearing, about what you need during this time of fear and uncertainty. Blessed be our silence.